Hello. Here is your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, February 11th. State lawmakers are launching a bipartisan effort to protect residents from surprise medical bills. KVNF's Scott Franz has the story.
It happens after someone visits a hospital in the patient's insurance network, but unknowingly gets treated by a doctor or surgeon who isn't. Representative Danaya Eskar is one of the lawmakers sponsoring a bill to stop the surprise billing.
This bill holds the consumer harmless in these types of situations. It has several benchmarks laid out in the bill to really help make sure that these types of exorbitant charges don't happen in the first place.
The proposal also limits what medical providers can charge for out-of-network care. The changes will only affect those with state-regulated insurance plans. President Trump has said addressing the issue at the federal level is one of his top priorities. A recent University of Chicago study estimates 57% of adults in America have been affected by surprise bills. From the state capitol, I'm Scott Franz.
Former Rifle, Colorado resident and longtime energy lobbyist David Bernhardt has been nominated to head the U.S. Department of the Interior, replacing Ryan Zinke. For the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange, KDNK's Gavin Dahl spoke to Center for Western Priorities Policy Director Jesse Prentice Dunn about Bernhardt's conflicts of interest and a recent public opinion survey on energy development and conservation.
The revolving door in D.C. shows no signs of slowing down. On Monday, February 4th, President Donald Trump nominated David Bernhardt for Secretary of Interior. David Bernhardt was a lobbyist before joining the Trump administration 2 years ago. Who did he represent, Jesse?
David Bernhardt has a long list of clients in the oil and gas industry, the mining industry, and with major Western water users. Some of his former clients include the Independent Petroleum Association of America, Noble Energy, as well as Statoil.
And the Washington Post reported that it's tough for Bernhardt to remember all of his conflicts of interest since there are so many. So he literally carries a note card in his jacket pocket to keep track. Remind listeners, Jesse, what does the Interior Department do and how has the Trump administration policymaking shaped up so far?
The Interior Department manages the full swath of our public lands here in the West. So that's everything ranging from national parks to our BLM lands where we have multiple uses, energy extraction and grazing. Under the Trump administration, that management has taken a real turn for extraction, prioritizing oil and gas development across the West at the expense of conservation. Under this administration, we've seen a real effort to attack the Endangered Species Act. Right now, there are reforms in place that would reduce protections for certain species. We've also seen efforts to drill in really sensitive places, so expand drilling in the Alaskan Arctic and allow drilling off our coasts.
So former Interior Department Secretary Ryan Zinke, whose nomination was supported not only by Republican U.S. Senator Cory Gardner, but also Democrat U.S. Senator Michael Bennet, faced scandal after scandal. Do you think his resignation was ultimately a response to Democrats taking control of the U.S. House of Representatives before they could investigate him?
Absolutely. I think the timing was no coincidence, and Zinke knew that the bell was about to toll for him.
So David Bernhardt, a former Rifle, Colorado resident, was appointed interim secretary following Zinke's resignation. Talk about what happened under Bernhardt during Trump's shutdown.
During Trump's shutdown, this is really when Bernhardt actually took the reins of the Interior Department. Zinke resigned midway through and Bernhardt took charge. He changed the shutdown plans within the Interior Department to bring folks back to work on processing drilling permits, to move forward with lease sales off our coast, and he made a critical decision to try to keep our national parks open but understaffed, kind of leaving them open to vandalism.
But didn't that also include companies with ties to Bernhardt's former clients?
Absolutely. What we saw was there were about 38 permits approved onshore during the government shutdown, and 20 of those were for companies that sit on the board of directors of the Independent Petroleum Association of America, one of Bernhardt's former clients.
And what about the charges of secrecy at the Interior Department?
Under Bernhardt, the Interior Department is becoming more of a black box. Right now, they're trying to limit the amount of requests that the public can make to get information about what's actually going on, making it easier for companies to get their way and keep the public out.
What do we know about public opinion here in Colorado regarding energy development, pollution, wildlife, and conservation?
Well, what we do know is that Coloradans expect a balanced approach to managing our public lands. We polled Coloradans recently and found that 74% of Colorado voters want to see David Bernhardt manage the Interior Department with a more balanced approach with energy and conservation. And very few of them want to see more energy extraction or care that it's just a Coloradan in charge.
Jesse Prentice Dunn, Center for Western Priorities Policy Director, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks so much.
For KD&K, I'm Gavin Dahl.
Children who are looking to make some extra cash could soon find it easier to start their own businesses in Colorado. KVNF's Scott Franz has more on a legislative proposal to eliminate red tape for young entrepreneurs.
State Senator Angela Williams says she was devastated when she learned last year that police in her district stopped two children from selling lemonade because they didn't have the right permit.
It's very disappointing to me that we would hamper our children's creativeness to run businesses and learn about what it means to run a business.
The bill Williams is hoping to pass would stop cities from requiring permits for such businesses if the work doesn't last longer than 84 days. Children could also shovel snow or dream up other kinds of work.
We need to be encouraging this innovation and entrepreneurship that our kids have.
The Senate Business, Labor, and Technology Committee will hear the bill this afternoon. From the state capitol, I'm Scott Franz.
And finally today, a 20-year-old snowboarder died after attempting a jump in a terrain park at Snowmass. The Aspen Times reported that the man, whose name and hometown have not yet been released, crashed while trying to jump at the Makaha Terrain Park on Sunday morning. Ski patrollers found the man unresponsive with no pulse and were not able to revive him. The jump is just under the Village Express lift, which was briefly shut down after the accident. The terrain park remained closed Sunday afternoon as ski patrollers continued their investigation. No other information was released. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, February 11th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.